Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Just because I don't like something, or just because you don't like something, doesn't mean that you can't have appreciation, can't have an appreciation for it. I don't like it, but I can understand or give it props. Not be a hater. Yeah, there are a lot of things that I can say that I don't necessarily like, but I have an appreciation for, or a certain respect, if you will. Running, definitely not a fan of running. Don't like anything about running, but I have an appreciation for it. I know that running gets me quicker to the things that I want to do, accomplish goals. It helps me stay in shape, sort of. You can be out of shape and still run, can't you? Or do you have to be in shape to run? No? Running is a way to keep the heart active, keep the heart working. Good workout for the heart, I should say. There we go. Running. So, yeah, running. And don't enjoy running. Don't like running. But the fact that running helps me get to a place. I mean, really. Can you trust somebody that likes to run? You're running. When I start running, the first thing I'm thinking of, why am I running? Who did I lose a bet to? Who did I lose a challenge to? This is not fun. Why would anybody love to run? I don't get it. Then in the middle of the running, I guess when the runner's high kick in, I should say. Then at that point, I'm like, whoa, okay. Mind's somewhere else. Definitely not thinking about running. And everything is okay. Everything's fine to a certain extent. Then get to the last part where the runner's high. That's what we're going to call it. Runner's high. Wink, wink. Yeah, that's when it starts to wear off and it's not kicking in anymore. It's gone. It's gone. So you're back to feeling like, why am I doing this? When is this going to end? Just end now. Then you get to the point where you finish. You're like, woo, yeah. Boy, that felt good. Let's do this again sometime. I can do this running. This running's good. It's real good. Like this running. Then it comes a time where you're doing it again. You wonder and you realize, who likes running? Why am I running? Then you get to the middle part and the runner's high kick in. That's what we're calling it. Then it wears off and then you're back to the point again where I want this to finish. Then you finish and guess what you're saying? You're saying it again. Way, I like this running. Let's do this running again. Then you take a day off or you miss a day or two or three. And you feel like, you know, that was something I was supposed to do. I think I was supposed to run, but I don't know about that. I don't know how this is going to work out. Maybe me and running need to break up. I can exercise my heart some other way. Heart, you know. How about this? You keep working, maybe work some overtime, and I'm not gonna give you any time off. You don't need any time off. Just keep working. Work overtime sometime. No downtime for you, no fun time for you, and definitely no exercise. We got a deal? Great. And just remember that if you stop working, we're both, we're both donezo. So, hey, yeah. Okay, sweet deal. We cool? We cool? Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, there's things where you don't, things that you don't like, but you have an appreciation for. Things you don't necessarily want to do, but you have an appreciation for. Things that you don't like and don't want to do, you have an appreciation and you have a respect for. EDM, electronic dance music. I don't like it, not one bit, one iota. In fact, I'm at the point now where you have to go through a certain prerequisite test to even sniff the inner circle or even come close to the inner circle or actually be in the same room with me without two or three people as a blockade. If you are a fan of EDM, electronic dance music, and if you are a friend who got grandfathered in the circle, or you are someone I know that's grandfathered in the whole EDM thing, playing EDM around me is a good way, a cool way to say, you know what? I don't think we should be friends anymore. I don't know how to tell this to you because I think you're going to take it hard. But it's not me, it's you. And this is the best way I can give, the best way I can deliver this hurtful news. Just play some EDM. I'll get the picture. We'll be on the same wavelength. I can read your mind. Play some EDM. All right. You don't like me. You're never going to like me. In fact, you want to hurt me. You want to do bad, bad things to me. Like beat me up. That's a reason to go. Play some EDM. I don't like EDM. But there's the but. So the but pretty much cancels out everything I just said. I have an appreciation. I can appreciate the value that EDM brings to other people. I can respect it. I can respect the fact that there are people that are out there that likes EDM. Hey, you know, there's people that don't like pop music. There's people that don't like rap. Ooh, that gangster rap. Ooh. Bad people. There's people that don't like rock and roll. The devil's music. And so of course, why would I not have a respect or appreciation for EDM? Just like I have a respect and appreciation for classical music, pop, country, and all of the other genres and subgenres. Definitely appreciation, definitely respect, because the amount of work it takes to, the amount of work it takes to put in and to be to form this music that people are able to use to maybe go to different states of mind. Maybe it helps you relax. Maybe it helps you have fun. Maybe it brings you together with a group of people that you necessarily wouldn't have anything to relate to outside of the music. So on a deeper level and on just a respect, I can respect EDM, but taking my playlist and putting EDM in my workout playlist, that might be reason to go. Yeah, I said it. We all have that point where it's reason. This the reason to go. Some people, you tell mama jokes. You know, mama. Your mama so. That's a reason to go for some people. You dumb. That's a reason to go for some people. Spitting in face. That's reason to go for some people. So many different opportunities and reasons to go. Hey, somebody can try to slide and take you out. That's a reason to go, especially if you push them first. Reason to go. If you don't have a respect or an appreciation for something that you don't like, you better be ready to go at any given moment. You have to be on high alert, code red all the time. You walking around, somebody look at you wrong, that's reason to go. Somebody step on your shoes, that's reason to go. Somebody tell you that the sky is the sky, reason to go. Hey, why you tell me that, bro? I ain't trying to hear that. What? So you got to have an appreciation for the things that you don't like. It might be reason to go. I think that's how that works. What's your reason to go? What? Uh-oh. Never mind. So having this appreciation for having this level of respect for some of the things I don't like, that was able to bring me around to watching bad basketball, watching bad any kind of sporting event, because I can have an appreciation for the actual work that's needed to make it to that level. There's different ways you can look at forming or having an appreciation for a certain level of respect. And Golden State Warriors losing a game, man, oh man, you talk about appreciation for some good basketball. Unfortunately, the team that everyone crowned, the team that everyone said that's going to be the champion, end up losing a game. How could they do such a thing? How could they lose a game? And what's next? Teams that's favored to win by 20 points gonna start winning by 2? Come on now. We can't have that. What would Vegas do? Have some respect. Tell you, these teams nowadays, extra, extra. Thank you for listening. It's not that show because it's this show. And this is how we do it. I'm out.